ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden's pardoned almost 2,500 nonviolent drug offenders, saying he's issued more pardons and commutations than any other president in history. He and his successor may not be enforcing a new law that's set to take effect, the ban on TikTok. That's even if the Supreme Court upholds the law.
Now, the Biden and Trump administrations, who both supported the ban in the past, appear to be looking for ways to stop the shutdown. Biden's White House saying it won't enforce the ban, and Trump now considering an executive order to try to circumvent the law.
To ABC's Nicole D'Antonio, another Senate hearing today for a cabinet nominee. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is the choice for Homeland Security Secretary. The Israeli cabinet meeting and could vote to ratify the ceasefire deal with Hamas, while in Southern California, lower fire risk is expected through the weekend, but the threat is not over. The death toll from the fires now at 27 people. This is ABC News. His filmmaking style earned him a word in the Oxford Dictionary, Lynchian. Hollywood's remembering David Lynch, who died at the age of 78.
With his critically acclaimed thrillers like Eraserhead, Blue Velvet, and Mulholland Drive,
the Missoula native's movies were known to examine mundane Americana with a dark surrealism.
But his most influential contribution may have been when he turned to television, initially co-creating two seasons of the mystery drama Twin Peaks. Film critic and director Chip Hansen says without Twin Peaks, we may not have episodic programs like The X-Files or Stranger Things that brought dark mysteries to small-town settings.
That's ABC's Danny New. The sports world also in mourning after legendary Milwaukee Brewers broadcaster Bob Uecker died at the age of 90, also known for his roles in the Major League movies. So now a portable version of chicken noodle soup. Progresso's launched a hard candy flavored just like chicken noodle soup. The company's calling it soup you can suck on. Hard candy's available online for the rest of January. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Our morning show host, Joel Karnick, spoke with Scott Stanger about the upcoming butternut fishery on Saturday.
Everyone participating for our prizes must have a fishing ticket. It's $10. Can get it at Bobber's, St. Croix, Butternut Feed Mill. If you want to get it that morning, that would be good, but you have to have the ticket purchased by 9 a.m. We have a new prize category this year. All women participants will be entered by their ticket number into a drawing for a $50 gift certificate from Decor to Adore. All catches need to be registered at Bobber's and following our Facebook page. We update that every time a catch comes in. So you can see what the leaderboard is and whether or not you want to make the trip to have it registered. All kids that participate will get prizes. We have trophies for all fish categories for the kids. So we want to make this a family-friendly event, and we want to make sure the kids can show the rest of us how to catch fish. We've got prizes and trophies for them. We have tried to make this event to address everyone's concerns. If you don't want to ice fish, we want to give you other things to do. So all day at Bobber's, we're going to have activities to keep people busy. Raffles, paddle raffles, drawings, food, beverage. There's something to do really about from noon on. And we hope people come out. People always like to see the fish that come in. We will have a leaderboard. Then we have our big raffle at about 6 o'clock after the fireworks.
All right, Bobber's on the Lake. It all starts Saturday morning. Got to get your ticket by 9 o'clock. You can get it ahead of time if you want. Great stuff. And even if you don't like to ice fish and it's too cold for you, go on out to Bobber's, have a bite to eat, support them, grab a raffle ticket, and support the Butternut Schnur Lake Association that way.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Well, there's a new president of the Dairy Business Association, and guess what? It's not a dairy producer. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. I'll introduce you to the new president. That's coming your way next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
So, for the first time in its 25-year history, the Dairy Business Association is looking to a dairy processor as its president. His name, Greg Siegenthaler. Now, Siegenthaler has been involved with the Dairy Business Association since it began 25 years ago, but he says he welcomes the opportunity to be president. Why? Because he says keeping communication lines open between dairy processors and dairy producers in 2025 is critical.
Probably most pronounced to me is going back 25 years. It's you know, the exchange, the milk exchange between the producer and the processor. Producer would see the milk leave the driveway. It turned right or left. They got a check every 2 weeks. They were good,
yeah.
Right? I think where we are today is there needs to be much more of an intentional partnership and what I call producer pride and producer partnership to understand where is that milk going, right? And not just to the processing location, but who are their consumers? How are they consuming it? Where does the byproduct go? Really understanding the business.
Greg Siegenthaler with Grande Cheese, the new president of the Dairy Business Association. During their board business, they also brought on some new faces to the DBA board, including Dwayne Ducat from Deer Run Dairy in Kewaunee, Steve Shala from Beaumaz Farms in Hammond, and representing the business side, Amy Penterman from Vinevest Partners in Thorpe. Some other honorees that were recognized include Tom Crave from Crave Brothers Farm in Waterloo, Advocate of the Year by the Dairy Business Association, along with Paul Fetzer from Elmwood, Dairy Advocate of the Year. Dwayne Ducat from Kewaunee was named Community Outreach Award winner. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
The Packers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Although the Packers' defense improved the past year, there's been criticism they didn't put enough pressure on quarterbacks. Defensive line coach Jason Rebovich fired after 3 years in Green Bay. Meanwhile, defensive back Jaire Alexander has missed nearly half the games the past two seasons due to injury. GM Brian Gutekunst asked, will Jaire be back?
You know, we're at the beginning stages of just kind of gathering information as a whole, you know, before we started looking at next year and how we're going to lay this thing out.
And Bob Uecker has died after a two-year battle with lung cancer. Uecker would have been 91 next Saturday.
You know, he beat pancreatic cancer, which nobody beats. But he had another cancer now, and he did the job right to the end, which is extraordinary. And I kept trying to tell him to slow down, Kurt. There were days he would go have radiation treatment and then come to the ballpark and broadcast the game. It's unbelievable.
That's Brewers owner Mark Antanasio with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be cloudy with flurries today. We'll get to the low to mid-30s for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west gusting to 30 or 35, so it is going to be windy today. Cold tonight, down to zero tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, breezy, five above. We're going to drop to 16 below by Sunday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
98 Q Country.
until that girl got a hold of me. Now I'm holding umbrellas and opening up doors. I'm taking out the trash and I'm sweeping my floor. I'm crossing my fingers and counting every kiss, praying that it keeps going on like this. 'Cause I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. I try so hard, I can't rise above it. Don't know what it is about that little gal's oven, but I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. Gotta wash my truck and dress up and pick her up to watch TV. And she sits down on the sofa, she'll move.
Couple cane poles sitting down by the creek. Lines in the water watching those bobbers, seeing that red sun sink. Mama's on the porch yelling supper's hot, y'all come and get it. We yelled 5 more minutes. At 16 it was 12:03, standing at her front door. Katie's dad said midnight, but we needed just a little more. Yellow light flipping on and off, interrupting that goodnight kissing. We wanted 5 more minutes. Time rolls by, the clock don't stop. I wish I had a few more drops of the good stuff, the good times. Oh, but they just keep on flying. Helmet in, walk to the 50-yard line. Just the coach and me after we lost 8-10-9. And I cried, man, next time to get in here, I'll have to buy a ticket. Can't you give me 5 more minutes? Time rolls by, the clock don't stop. I wish I had a few more drops of the good stuff. Good times, oh, but they just keep on flying right on by like it ain't nothing. Wish I had me a pause button. Moments like those, Lord knows I'd hit it and give myself 5 more minutes. My grandpa said there's angels in the room. All the family gathered round, knew the time was coming soon. With so much left to say, I prayed, Lord, I ain't finished. Just give us 5 more minutes. Time rolls by, the clock don't stop. I wish I had a few more drops of the good stuff, the good times. Oh, but they just keep on flying right on by like it ain't nothing. I wish I had me a pause.
breakfast are a real high spot in your day.
I just love that country music.
I do love country music.
I love country music.
98 Q Country.
Cleaned up, clean cut, and clean shaved. I got the cover off the 68. I fired it up and let them horses sing. A little pretty thing, a little tan leg Georgia dream. She's rocking them holy jeans. Baby, what you got going on Saturday? You know, word's got it, it's gonna be a party. Out of town about half a mile. Four wheel drives and big mud tires. Musket down. Up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party. Baby, just do your thing. Give up your keys. Hell, why drive when you can stay with me? And then after a while we sneak away from the bonfire. Walk by the moonlight and down to the riverside. Got you sipping on some moonshine. Baby, if you're in the mood and you can settle for one night of rodeo, you could be my tan leg Juliet. I'll be your redneck Romeo. Can find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. I get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started. And all these pretty things. I get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party.
About buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill, losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got still not enough. I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world where my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna feel it cup if what you got still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. Chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses.
Country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My Country.
98 Q Country.
She couldn't keep from crying when she told me goodbye. But I knew, Lord, it was breaking her heart. She was breaking mine. So for the sake of her feelings and the sake of my pride, I told her not to worry about me. So I'm sitting here soaking up the neon lights, misery looking for some company. And tonight I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud where the smoke's so thick the blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care if they're dancing over here or fighting over. Looking for a party crowd. It'll dawn on me tomorrow, wherever I wake up, I'll look back and try to recall just where the heck's my truck. So take my keys and lock them up tight and let the good times flow. And I worry about tomorrow when it comes to light. The night's still young and I'm on the road tonight. I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud where the smoke's so thick when blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care if they're dancing over.
The party crowd. There goes David Lee Murphy, 98Q Country. Friday begins. Whether you are prepared or not, it shall begin. And we've got a nice mild day today ahead of some really rough stuff for the coming weekend. We're going to see temperatures rise to about 36 or so today. One of those days where you remember one of those days where you pick up your phone and you swipe and you tap where you normally have tapped for months and months and months, and you do that, and then it goes somewhere completely different. And then you're just very confused for like hours upon hours trying to figure that out. 30 is our temperature. There we go. 30 is our temp. We'll crank this thing up to, like I said, about 35, 36, right in that range today. And then tomorrow's high is forecasted to only be 5 above. And then Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday will happen with temperatures not getting above zero. We'll slip below zero probably late tomorrow and then stay below zero right through probably Wednesday sometime, mid-Wednesday. That's more than 72 hours, isn't it? Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Well, it's 72 plus. So 35 today, a cloudy sky. Those winds will be southwest at 10 to 20, so that wind moving around a little bit. Although it was a little bit breezy yesterday, but it almost felt like a warm wind. It was very acceptable yesterday. So hopefully you got the sidewalk and some of the driveway stuff cleaned up so Mother Nature maybe can melt a little bit of that off today before it solidifies once again. It is a Friday. We'll be doing some NFL picks. We'll see if we can coerce Gray in here to talk a little NFL predictions this weekend. And we'll do some shopping show savings for you also a little bit later on this morning in the 9 o'clock hour. We had a triple header of high school sports last night. We'll have those game archived and talk about those scores upcoming in the 7 o'clock hour. We're back with another ball game tonight. The Shawamigan boys is going to be down in Rib Lake. Always tough to play in that small gym down there in Rib Lake. So Shawamigan Rib Lake boys, 7:15, the tap. We got it for you tonight right here. Is it right here or is it over on Trail Mix? What are we doing tonight? We got it Trail Mix, 103.1, and on the Civic Media app for you tonight. Let's get you updated. We do it twice an hour, 29 past 6. Some little news and sports update now.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden's pardoned almost 2,500 nonviolent drug offenders, saying he's issued more pardons and commutations than any other president in history. He and his successor may not be enforcing a new law that's set to take effect, the ban on TikTok. That's even if the Supreme Court upholds the law.
Now, the Biden and Trump administrations, who both supported the ban in the past, appear to be looking for ways to stop the shutdown. Biden's White House saying it won't enforce the ban, and Trump now considering an executive order to try to circumvent the law.
To ABC's Nicole D'Antonio, another Senate hearing today for a cabinet nominee. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is the choice for Homeland Security Secretary. The Israeli cabinet meeting and could vote to ratify the ceasefire deal with Hamas, while in Southern California, lower fire risk is expected through the weekend, but the threat is not over. The death toll from the fires now at 27 people. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Today, January 17th through the 26th, the Phillips Winterfest continues on with its Winterfest Windfall Shop Local event, where you can shop at local businesses to register to win one of 12 gift baskets. And don't forget, also through to the 26th, the Price County Tavern League Tour is continuing with $1,100 in cash prizes. These are just a few of the many events happening at the Phillips Winterfest, so stick around right here with us at 98Q Country to hear us tell you all about them in the future. Legendary comedian Jeff Foxworthy is coming to Eau Claire in March. Tickets are going on sale today, and Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Jeff Foxworthy is best known for his bit, You Might Be a Redneck. He is widely recognized as a pioneer in stand-up comedy, known for his sharp observations on family life and human nature. With a career spanning decades, he has become the largest-selling comedy recording artist in history, a multiple Grammy Award nominee, and the author of more than 26 New York Times bestsellers. His ability to connect with audiences through relatable humor has earned him comparisons to literary greats like Mark Twain. Foxworthy is also known for hosting and starring in popular television programs, such as You Are Smarter Than a Fifth Grader. His show is at the Sonnetag in Eau Claire on March 22nd. Tickets start at $35.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Although the Packers' defense improved the past year, there's been criticism they didn't put enough pressure on quarterbacks. Defensive line coach Jason Rebovich fired after 3 years in Green Bay. Meanwhile, defensive back Jair Alexander has missed nearly half the games the past two seasons due to injury. GM Brian Gutekunst asked, will Jair be back?
You know, we're at the beginning stages of just kind of gathering information as a whole, you know, before we start looking at next year and how we're going to lay this thing out.
And Bob Uecker has died after a two-year battle with lung cancer. Uecker would have been 91 next Saturday.
You know, he beat pancreatic cancer, which nobody beats. But he had another cancer now. And he did the job right to the end, which is extraordinary. And I kept trying to tell him to slow down, Kirk. There were days he would go have radiation treatment, then come to the ballpark and broadcast a game. It's unbelievable.
That's Brewers owner Mark Antanasio with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Hi, I'm Nate with your Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. A new year and a positive outlook for ice anglers. Following the warm-up and rain that took the snow off the ice on the lakes, bitter cold has moved in to build our ice base. A couple light dustings of snow have all but blown off with the recent winds. Creepers are a must. Our local emergency room reportedly had 90 cases of people falling and being hurt in one day. Be very cautious. Fishing took a bit of a dip from the previous weekend, but not surprisingly. Last weekend was a new moon period, plus the very warm temperatures, followed by cold sub-zero plus wind has thinned out the ice crowd for the time being. Crappie fishing has been very good to good, been best over basins of 18 to 23 feet. The roaming schools have been taking waxies on rattling castmasters and Tika Flash. Minnows on tip downs, tough in single digit weather, but lots of catches reporting 9 to 11 inch eaters with slabs to 14 and a half. Some crappies have been found in weeds mixed with the gills, but these fish seem to be reluctant to bite. Fishing has been best on tiny jigs numbered 12 to number 10, tipped with pink and bubblegum plastics. Walleye fishing has been good to fair. Action has slowed and reports of light biters picking up tip-up baits, moving a bit, then dropping, is a sign that smaller bait, such as small shiners, smaller suckers, or large fatheads on number 12 trebles would be a better setup. But despite that, still some very nice walleyes have been caught. The cold snap may have had a lot to do with the recent reluctance. With ice thickness reports of 10 to 13 inches and building, the lakes are booming. This coming weekend should provide even better access. Snowmobiles, ATVs, and UTVs are fine, and we should have safe truck travel once lakes reach 14 to 15 inches of ice. There's little snow in the forecast and mild temps for the 20s for the weekend. This has been Nate with your Kurtz Island Fishing Report. Good luck out there.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy with flurries today. We'll get to the low to mid 30s for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west gusting to 30 or 35. So it is going to be windy today. Cold tonight down to zero tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, breezy, five above. We're going to drop to 16 below by Sunday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
98Q Country.
The southern wind sings again, an island lullaby.
powder beach under my feet has got me rolling. And the breeze through crackling leaves like a daytime campfire burn. And the ship is off to sea and the wicked is a-churning as the southern wind sings again an island lullaby. You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, go and lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again an island lullaby. The locals go and no one knows where to find it. And the river starts to flow inside the clouds of misty mountain. The water from this stone below becomes a blue-green fountain as the southern wind sings again an idle lullaby. You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, go and lose yourself again as the southern wind and not a the ocean. If you get the notion, stop on by and play a while. Simple tune to get your love light glowing. Keep your heart wide open. Disappear just like the tide. Let it roll on by. And jump right in. Let the music pull you in. You could jump right in. Oh, and lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again and I
country.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
She grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car after graduation. Sent her down south for some higher education. Put her on the fast track to a law degree. Now she's coming home to visit, holding the hand of a wild-eyed boy with a farmer's tan. And she's riding in the middle of his pickup truck, blaring Charlie Daniels, yelling, turn it up. They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they couldn't avoid. Ladies love country boys.
You know it's true.
Yeah, you know mamas and daddies want better for their daughters. Hope they'll settle down with a doctor or a lawyer and their uptown ball gown hand-me-down royalty. They never understand why their princess falls for some camouflage breeches and a southern boy draw. Or why she's riding in the middle of a pickup truck, blaring Hank Jr., yelling, turn it up. They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they couldn't avoid. Ladies love country boys. Oh, get country with it now.
try to teach them right from wrong, but it's still gonna turn them on.
Bury me in Georgia. Miles out of Chattanooga, south of that state line, there's a no-name road off Highway 2 just past the welcome sign. It's where I was born, it's where I was raised. Ain't saying I'm ready yet, but that's the place I wanna be after my last breath. Bury me in Georgia, let me rest in peace. Is or what shoes y'all put on my feet. I don't care how many show up, yeah, or who reads my eulogy. Just take me out to that graveyard, sing a send me home song. Put gold dogs on my headstone and pile that red down. Bury me in Georgia. Let me rest in peace underneath the pines. For my final will and testament, let this be my last request. Leave it all to my family, you already know what's next. Yeah, bury me in Georgia. Bury me in Georgia. Let me rest in peace underneath the pines, yeah.
There goes Kane Brown at 98Q Country on a Friday edition here the 17th of January. Hey, you're more than halfway through the month of January. Congratulations. We're in for a cold, cold snap here coming up this weekend. We're going to go 3 days, 72 plus hours without getting above freezing, and that'll probably begin to kick in later on Saturday, tomorrow. Tomorrow's highs will be above zero, but we'll probably drop off to the below zero range probably sometime late tomorrow night, and then we'll see some bitter cold stuff for Sunday, Monday, even lingering into Tuesday. Pretty nice out there right now, 30 degrees, and we'll get to about 36 for today. So a nice day to get out and about and get moving around and prepare whatever it is you need to do to get through this cold snap. We have more high school sports coming up tonight. Good luck to our area wrestlers, by the way. Shawamigan and Phillips going to be headed down to Ladysmith for a big invitational tomorrow. So good luck to our area wrestlers as they venture off there. Maybe you're going to bundle up and head on out for the Schnur Lake fishery, the Butternut Schnur Lake fishery. We had a nice visit yesterday with folks involved with that. If you want all the information about that, about the fishery, go to our website under podcast, and we had a nice interview we did with Scott Stanger yesterday about that. So 98qcountry.com, just go to podcast, and you'll see the interview. You can listen in and get all the info that you need in verbiage form for the big event tomorrow out at Bobbers on the Lake is the landing point for that big event tomorrow. Whatever you're up to this weekend, I hope it's good for you. Maybe you got a little football. Going to watch a little football. There's some intriguing games in there. See if the Lions can can they do this. Can they go win it? Can they at least get to the Super Bowl? Because they're on that short list of teams that have never been to the Super Bowl. And the expectation is to win the Super Bowl. Anything short of that, I think. Oh, I guess, I mean, if the Lions get to the Super Bowl, then maybe that'll be acceptable. So the Lions and Texans are among the four teams that have never played in a Super Bowl, joining the Cleveland Browns and the Jacksonville Jaguars, all teams that have never played in a Super Bowl. So the Lions looking to end that. Of course, the Bills have never won one. So they're trying to do that. Lamar Jackson, probably going to be a three-time MVP. He's trying to get to a Super Bowl with all those accolades that he has. If he can get to and win a Super Bowl, then, you know, he'll solidify his place in quarterback history. So a lot going on this year. And, of course, you got Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. They're historic already. So it's a very cool time in the NFL. You have a lot of legendary players and teams in the playoffs at the same time battling out. It's not a good time to be good, because to get there, you got to go through some crazy stuff. Look at the LA Rams playing at Philadelphia. I like the way the Rams played last week. I thought I think they're playing well, but I don't think that's going to be a game. I think the Eagles on their home field is going to be snowing cold. I think that home field advantage for the Eagles will be huge. We will predict the NFL games later in the 8 o'clock hour. And I don't want to brag, but I'll brag. I did pretty good last week. I was 5-1. I was 8-4 overall with the over-unders and stuff. So, and graded pretty good, too. If you can go 50-50 predicting the NFL, over-unders and who's going to win the game, that's not too shabby either. So we'll get to that with Grain here later on in the 8 o'clock hour and chat about that. Let's get some words of wisdom on this Friday. Take a moment to focus on the family.
Marriage is a lot like gears in a machine. They have to work together for the engine to run smoothly. I once asked my wife, what's one thing I could do differently to make our marriage better? She shot back, well, you're too spontaneous and I'm not. Sometimes you have to give me time to prepare for things. She was right. I have a tendency to come home and out of the blue announce something like, hey, let's all go to Disneyland. To me, a surprise like that means fun and excitement. But it puts my wife in a bind because Disneyland's 1,800 miles from our house. She wants to talk about it first. There's hotels that have to be reserved, tickets to be purchased, and schedules to organize. For her, my spontaneity isn't fun and exciting at all. It's one big headache that creates a mess that she feels like she's got to clean up and manage. And Gene and I, in that regard, are like two gears in a machine. Things in our relationship mesh well when we're sensitive to each other's needs and work together. The best scenario for us is where I have freedom to have fun and come up with different ideas, but also one where her need for structure and order is taken into account. I'm sure you can think of similar examples in your marriage. marriage. You see life one way, and your spouse sees it another. In most cases, it's not a matter of who's right or wrong. It's just the way you're created. You're like two gears that have to work together to make your marriage run like a well-oiled machine. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Hey parents, Parent here. Not to sound old, but if I had a dollar for every time someone told me how to parent, well, let's just say I wouldn't need to read this ad to you today. I'd be sitting on the beach somewhere with my feet up. Truth is, I don't trust everyone to tell me stuff. And I don't have time for that 500-page book either. But I do have time for Focus on the Family's weekly Age and Stage emails that have tips for intentionally raising my son at his age right now. It's super easy. Go to mykidsage.com, put in your kid's age, and get parenting advice you can trust.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile have convinced you need unlimited data. Fact is, most people don't. Pure Talk only charges $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data plus hotspot. Stop overpaying for wireless. Dial #250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hunting season is over, but the fishing season is in full swing. Bader Sports Center in Phillips has what you need for a fun, successful day on the ice, like Ion and StrikeMaster electric augers, beaver dam tip-ups, jigging rods, ice reels, jigs, and live bait and plastic lures. Plus, all the cold weather clothing to keep you warm from head to toe. Check it out online at BaderSportsCenter.com or find them on Facebook. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text PLAN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text PLAN to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text PLAN to 200-300. That's PLAN to 200-300. PLAN to 200-300.
Business taxes. Was stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost, so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
98Q Country.
She was dressed to kill. I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah. But we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there.
We were at the door before they handed us on. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in your Chevrolet. Let's ride. The windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet.
In Chevrolet.
She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Supreme Court could rule today on whether the ban on TikTok in the United States can go into effect as scheduled on Sunday. Users like Jacob Savage in Tennessee say,
kind of surprised that they're finally maybe going to do it, but not too upset because I waste probably like 2 hours a day on TikTok, so I'll be able to get a lot more done.
But TikTok might not be going anywhere. Biden administration official tells ABC the president has no plans to enforce a ban on his last day in office. President-elect Trump's incoming national security advisor said they have plans to keep it from going dark. Winds are subsiding in Southern California, but they're only expected to be a short reprieve from the devastating wildfires as winds could pick up again Monday. Fires blamed for 27 deaths. 18 people are still missing. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel's officially agreed to a ceasefire deal with Hamas that will take effect Sunday. This is ABC News.